26 words that have a totally different meaning in Manchester. The word dead, William, for you means?
Well, you're deceased.
Would you ever, as it means in Manchester, say, I was dead chuffed?
No, not unless it was a sort of comic relief or something. I was being sponsored.
You were being sponsored, okay. Hanging.
Yes, as in you might hang a painting or a person.
Okay. What about if, you know, that butty on your plate looks a bit hanging?
The what?
Come on, Santi.
Wicked.
Rachel, you're wicked!
Wicked.
What does wicked mean, William?
Well, it's a musical, isn't it?
This gets better.
If something was described as hanging...
Hanging, it just means minging. Do you know the word minging?
Okay. What if someone said cock to you?
Good morning.
Don't distract me now.
You may think of roosters, but it is a term of affection. What would you use as a term of endearment, William?
Darling, or, well, yes, darling, to be honest.
What do you make of it when words take on a life of their own and bits of the country have, you know, colloquialisms and use words the way that they want to use them and they take on different meanings?
Well, I mean, it does make it interesting for people within that community, but the trouble is, especially now, we live in such a multicultural and, smaller world than it ever has been. Travel is much easier. If you then go and do business outside of Manchester, Newcastle, London, wherever you have these colloquialisms, you won't be understood. And the number of times that I, you know, look, it's the Cheryl Cole going over to do US X Factor incident, or, you know, they just couldn't understand her. She was using phrases and turns of expression, and she didn't last. And fine, if you wish to confine yourself to that area, then that's absolutely fine. But if you do have aspirations to see the world or even the country, you have to use the standard English, because people who are being taught English as a foreign language will not be taught these words like hanging.